The Mark Stein Club presents The 100 Years Ago Show. The man with the hook, the man with the Nobel Peace Prize, and the man who wants you to win one for the Gipper. It's December 1920.
100 years from today.
Your world news update, the messy aftermath of the Great War continues. A bomb placed outside the Romanian Senate exploded with terrifying force and killed the kingdom's Minister of Justice and two senators and badly wounded the President of the Senate. The perpetrator is said to be Max Goldstein, or as he is known to the police, the man with the hook, because he has lost one of his hands, presumably during an earlier bombing or while experimenting with bombs. The House of Habsburg ruled Austria for two-thirds of a millennium, since the year 1276, but no more. Michael Hainisch, a Fabian and a lawyer by training, has been sworn into office as the first man to bear the title President of Austria. The House of Lords has passed an amended version of the Government of Ireland Bill and sent it back for approval by the House of Commons. This is the very first time their Lordship's House has ever passed a bill for Irish Home Rule. But events may be accelerating past the point of peaceful resolution. The Prime Minister, Lloyd George, has used the new Restoration of Order Act to proclaim martial law in the counties of Cork, Limerick, Tipperary and Kerry. That said, Mr. Lloyd George says he remains open to working with all Sinn Féin members of Parliament, except those charged with serious crimes. Sinn Féin, on the other hand, have ambushed two trucks of military police and killed three policemen. Irish unionists have responded by burning down City Hall in Cork. In the hall of the Norwegian king, there was no Nobel Peace Prize winner to receive his award. This year's Peace Prize has gone to the American president, Woodrow Wilson, for his tireless work as founder of the League of Nations. His medal, however, was accepted in Christiania, the capital of Norway, by the US minister to that country. Mr. Wilson was unable to travel to the ceremony because of ill health. In other news of the global commons, the world now has a world court. The League of Nations General Assembly in Geneva has voted to set up a court of truly universal jurisdiction, but the compromise required to pass the treaty decrees that both parties in any dispute have to submit to its jurisdiction, and that there is no penalty for non-compliance with its decisions. 38 of the 46 nations represented at Geneva have signed the treaty. In the United States, the Sedition Act of 1918 has been repealed, a wartime measure that restricted free speech and provided for the imprisonment of those who used, quote, disloyal, profane, scurrilous, or abusive language, unquote. The act has had little political support since the end of hostilities, except from Mr. Wilson's Attorney General, Mitchell Palmer, and other Democrats who wish to extend it into peacetime to prevent radical news sources stirring up unrest among the Negro population.
Here's a Japanese sandman sneaking on with a view. Just an old second-hand man, he'll buy your old days from you. He will take every sorrow of the day that is through, and he'll bring you tomorrow, just to start life anew. Then you'll be a a bit older in the dawn when you wake, and you'll be a bit bolder in the new day you make. There's a Japanese sandman, great in silver. An old second-hand man trading new days for old.
The Japanese sandman can no longer build his house on the sands of the California desert. The state's alien land law has come into effect following its approval by voters in a referendum last month. The law extends the existing prohibition on alien property ownership to prevent aliens from taking out even short-term leases. Supposedly aimed at immigrants from Japan, it will nevertheless affect other Asian communities in California who are ineligible for U.S. citizenship. There's plenty of land available beyond the Earth. Astronomers Francis Pease and John Anderson have made the first measurement ever of a star other than our own sun. By using Albert Michelson's stellar interferometer and the 100-inch telescope atop Mount Washington in New Hampshire, Messrs. Pease and Anderson have calculated the size of the red giant Betelgeuse Alpha Orionis. Betelgeuse was found to be 300 times larger than the sun, with a diameter of 240 million miles. The star is 700 light years distance from Earth. Just 2 weeks ago, the college football halfback George Gipp became Notre Dame's first All-American. It is only 3 weeks since he dazzled in their game against Northwestern. But George Gipp is now dead of streptococcal pneumonia at the age of 25. On his deathbed, he is said to have urged his coach, Knute Rockne, to tell the boys to go out and win just one for the Gipper. In other sports news, John Botha, the South African rugby union lock, who played for the Transvaal and the Springboks, has been killed outside his home at Standerton by a bolt of lightning.
He'd have to get under, get out and get under, to fix his little machine. He was just dying to cuddle his queen, but every minute when he'd begin it, he'd have to get under, get out and get under. Then he'd get back at the wheel. A dozen times they'd start to hug and kiss, and then the darned old engine, it would miss, and then he'd have to get under, get out and get under, and fix up his automobile.
Actually, you don't have to get out and get under to fix up your Dodge automobile. They're generally quite reliable. As a young man, Horace Dodge was an enthusiastic tinkerer. He invented the first dirt-proof ball bearing. And then he and his brother built transmissions for Olds and engines for Henry Ford, but always with the goal of one day building their own Dodge motor vehicle. Their first commercial automobile rolled off the production line in 1917. Less than 3 years later, Horace's brother John died of the Spanish flu, and now Horace Dodge has succumbed to complications thereof at the age of 52. And that's the way of the world, December 1920.
100 years from today, 100 years from today.
Oh,